The discovery of mad cow disease may be causing concern in the United States, but it's been devastating in Canada. 8 months after Canadians found their first case, the U.S. border remains closed to Canadian cattle and beef. Richard Reynolds reports from Toronto on what that means for Canadian farmers.
Cattle are big business in Canada. The farmland surrounding Toronto is full of beef cattle and dairy operations, and in Western Canada, cattle is one of the major industries. And as Kelly Daynard of the Ontario Cattlemen's Association explains, most of those cows are being raised for the U.S. market.
Canada is heavily dependent on exports. Until May the 20th, we exported somewhere around 70% of our product and our cattle to the U.S. market.
So when the U.S. closed its border to Canadian cattle after a cow here tested positive for mad cow disease, or BSE, it sent the industry into a panic. The domestic market was all that was left to cattle producers, a market too small to support Canada's large cattle industry. Jim Walker runs a cattle sales business in Guelph, Ontario.
The fresh cattle, the exportable cattle, the good dairy cattle are down 50%, and some more. Some are down 70%.
A 50 to 70% drop in cattle prices means that farmers can't even afford to feed their animals. Since no one knows when the border will be reopened, most have chosen to hold on. After 8 months, finances are looking pretty grim, particularly for the smaller family farms. Again, Jim Walker.
I don't know what they'll do. I mean, some of them won't have any choice but go out of business. I think that it's pretty clear, really. I think we see some people now selling things that really aren't normally for sale, but they're trying to raise a few dollars to pay bills.
Farmers tend to be stoic, used to dealing with the ups and downs in markets, good and bad weather, and the vagaries of international trade. But in a situation like this, with no clear resolution in sight, farmers here are starting to sound angry. None believe that a single case of BSE in any way means Canadian beef is unsafe. Most seem to feel that the closed border now has more to do with U.S. and Canadian politics, and they're just as angry at the other beef importing nations for not taking Canadian beef for cattle. Art Schickendance runs a mid-sized cattle operation just north of Toronto.
There is not a problem. I mean, in my eyes, not just in my eyes, scientifically, there is no problem. And I think these other countries, be it Japan or Korea or whoever our big exporting countries are, it's business. You know, we take their cars, we take a lot of their stuff, and fair is fair.
Some people in the Canadian industry seem to hope that U.S. regulators will be more sympathetic now that there has been a U.S. case of BSE, since the U.S. is now pleading with other nations to open their borders. But still, most farmers here are becoming skeptical that things will improve anytime soon. Looking forward, they see only disaster. Harvey Brown is a cattle farmer with a small operation just north of Toronto.
If the border didn't open for several years, and that's feasible, and then it did open, it wouldn't matter because we'd have no industry left here to ship to anybody.
Canada's new Prime Minister is trying hard to get the border reopened, so there is some hope that things will change in the next few months. But agriculture policy is politically sensitive, meaning that the U.S. Agriculture Department is not likely to act until it's certain it can successfully argue that Canadian beef is perfectly safe. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Toronto.